The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
Today's Psalms reveals an incredible prophecy that was given to David in about 539 BC, so about 600 years before it actually became realized. In fact, the Apostle Peter quotes this psalm in Acts 2 at the Pentecost, just before the Holy Spirit was poured out on what was at that time the early church. So this is considered a messianic psalm. And there are several of these throughout the entire volume or book of the Psalms. Now, at first glance, we read this and it would probably confuse everybody and leave Old Testament scholars wondering who the Holy One that we're about to read about was, or what it meant not to undergo decay or decompose after death. But with the benefit of hindsight, knowing about Christ's death and resurrection as revealed to us in the New Testament, let's go ahead and dig into these verses, just as Christ forespoke them before he entered time and died for us at Calvary. Psalms chapter 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Now, we read this in the context of Jesus being arrested on false charges and marched up to the cross. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And we now note in the following verses that he confidently says his flesh will dwell securely and not undergo decay, because Jesus knew that he would be risen up on the third day. So if the body rises on the third day, well, it literally cannot decompose. And now Psalms chapter 16, verses 9 and 10 say, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh will also dwell securely, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. And there we go. We get that language there about raising up on the third day. You go up on the third day, your body can't actually rot or decompose. And Jesus did not. Remember, they went to the tomb and it was empty. And now, in this last verse of the chapter, we get a glimpse into the eternal afterlife. Verses 11 out of Psalm 16 says, you will make known me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. So in God's presence, or heaven, is what followed Jesus' resurrection. And there's a fullness of joy and pleasures that are endless. That's what the word tells us. And again, it's just never not amazing to read these prophecies in the Bible, remembering that this was actually written 600 years before Jesus entered time and was crucified and subsequently resurrected. Once again, Bible's unassailable truth speaks for itself. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Take care and God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.